If you thought Rad TV was great before, and none of you did, check it out now. We've added hours of exclusive content and new shows and series, which is kind of like spraying the bathroom after you've defiled it. It doesn't take away how much it stinks, but it shows effort. Just head to members.radradio.com.
We got this email, RAD@radradio.com, from Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Netflix has announced their next live event, their next live show. They showed the Chris Rock special last March. That was their first thing they ever did actually completely live. They've done a few smaller things, but the next big one will be to finish off Cinco de Mayo, Sunday, May 5th. Has nothing to do with Cinco de Mayo. It'll be a roast of Tom Brady, hosted by Kevin Hart.
This is fantastic.
They're already A-listing it up. There are no remotely official rumors of who the roasters will be. There's just morons, you know, that are saying things, kind of like Robert. I'm not saying Robert's a moron, but, you know, this is just a guy saying this is what I think sort of thing. So nothing's leaked yet about who will be the roasters, but Robert made a good point. He said, being a sports fan, I feel like one of the roasters should be Eli Manning, because Eli Manning was the quarterback who beat Brady twice.
Ooh, and he's done these before, and I think he's good.
Yeah, I'd rather it be like Peyton and Eli together, you know, because Eli's kind of special, you know.
What? Oh, jeez.
He kind of needs Peyton, and there was always that Peyton-Tom Brady rivalry. Maybe just have Eli stand there, hold up cards or something while Peyton does the roasting.
That's cute.
Now, if they have any onions... The ultimate roaster should be Giselle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That would be the showstopper. Because, you know, if they do it traditionally, everybody roasts and then Brady gets to get up there and do the final thing. But who knows how they're going to do it.
I feel like if that happened, Giselle would sit down, then the roast would turn into a roast on her as well.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Brady gets to stand up and go, okay, I don't care about what the rest of you said. I want to talk about this bitch right here.
Is her jiu-jitsu guy in the audience? Because doesn't Brady think she cheated with him? I remember you reading that story.
Well,
drama.
Yeah, I mean, also it could just be that they get along great and they're just, you know, co-parenting
boring,
and all that.
Which is lovely and beautiful, yes, but also boring.
So what if the jiu-jitsu guy is in the audience? What's going to happen? It's not like there's security there. It's not like Tom Brady's going to take down jiu-jitsu
guy.
Nothing,
I'm sure, but, you know, it gets you like, ooh.
Ooh. Maybe Tom Brady can do a pun on words using jiu-jitsu. He'll have to work that in. Hmm. Again, we have no word on who might be there, but we will let you know as soon as we do know something.
Oy vey.
If you are a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day.
Good morning. Jiu-jitsu.
Got it. Yeah, I got it. You're putting jitsu in jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
Here's a recap via emails from allegedly working Americans. Ooh. How many people did that go?
Right here.
What you missed on today's show, Graham. Come on, kids. Keep up. Show moves as fast. We were talking about ADHD, making lists, how do you get through it, you know, things to keep you focused, etc. Allie wrote in and says, I have adult ADHD. I hate it. I have it so bad I'll write a list halfway through, and then I'll get distracted from writing my list. Lose the list. I'll forget everything that I was doing, then I'll move on with my day along with my many other struggles.
The struggle is real. You start looking at your list, and it's like, well, I got to reformat this list. Everything looks like it's out of order. Colors are wrong. Fonts are wrong.
No.
Somebody wrote in about there are various task apps that you can download that will help you in a variety of ways with lists or keeping you on track or getting stuff done. And Lisa says, I'm one of those people that have to make a list to keep me on task. The task apps don't work for me. People have told me about the apps. I've tried a few. But I physically have to write it in a notebook for me to even be able to remember.
Oh, wow.
If I don't have it written down, I won't remember. I have a notebook and a pen in my purse. Some days my pockets will have multiple sticky notes of random things I'd remember throughout the day.
Oh, God, that makes me nervous. I couldn't do a bunch of sticky notes. I need something all in one place.
So maybe
she puts it all in one place. It's just the sticky notes to remind her, and then it ends up on the notepad.
Maybe if she organizes it.
Like writing it down.
I mean, I get it. She says she has to write it down. And old school, grew up long before all this technology. I'm a big writer downer still. But I did get over this, what she's talking about in terms of like lists or task lists, to the point where I realized you know, one of two things. The problem with like the notes feature in your phone is that the notes feature can just sit there unless you remember to access it.
Exactly.
So what I do is I text myself and I leave it as an unread text.
Oh.
So it always pops up first. whenever, because I'm constantly having to check my text throughout the day.
Damn, that would drive my brain crazy.
Mine too. I can't leave a text unread unless I know, like, specifically know, okay, I'm keeping this unread for a reason. But
right.
Like, I fidget, I get the shakes.
But I know when, but I do have a reason. I know, no. Okay, yeah. That's my list. And then I look, I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying, I'm explaining how mm-hmm. my process works. So I go into it. First of all, if I need a reminder, I go, okay, I got to do that. Once the task that's prioritized first is done, I go back into it, I erase it, and I re-text it to myself, yeah. So it goes back to being unread.
I would get distracted between the deleting and texting myself. I'd have to leave the note in there, and I get the shakes when I have too many emails that I haven't read, because it's like, oh, I got to know, does this thing need to be handled right now? I know these are problems.
We all have different ways to get through this.
My thing is not that sitting there showing me I have a text. I need my notes organized, right? Like, I have a to-do list,
right.
But then I also have, like, for my father-in-law, Pops, I have one note that's all his medicines. That's under Pops's, you know, medicine, whatever. But then there's a separate note, Pops, doctors, all the notes under that. And then, like, just recent things I have to know without getting into his details of specific. I couldn't have all that in a text. And these are things that would have to be done. Like, I need it in, oh my God, how does your brain do that? It needs to be organized in a category.
It's enormous.
Of what it is.
See, I'm old school. I write it on a piece of paper, I tear it off, and I put it somewhere where I'm going to look at it every single day. Like, right now, it's going to go on the side of my food cabinet, because I go there quite a bit, and you look at
That's
it, and you go,
smart.
Oh, yeah, I should probably do that instead of grabbing the box of Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows in it.
Oh, but they're delicious.
I still will write things down, some things, but I feel so like, oh, okay, I've advanced to technology, because my grocery list used to be on an actual list.
Yeah.
And you bring in and I cross it off with my pen, and now I feel like, oh, I'm with the times. It's in my note. We have a grocery run with the bubble, and you just mark it off. That's how I'm doing it.
Like, whatever works. We were doing all this also later on, because we get ready for Tech to You Tuesday, which is an hour from now, after the Mixed Pick Sports Show on Rad TV and the membership site and the app and on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. We were talking about this new survey about people, how much they're using and quote-unquote addicted, you know, using their cell phones. And one of the questions, which, I mean, I don't know how it's only 75% of people say, yeah, I check my cell phone when I'm in the bathroom, when I'm using the restroom. It's like, that seems like it should be 100% of tech.
Yeah.
You don't need to just check just to see.
I mean, doesn't everyone bring it in the restroom with them?
Yeah.
Hello?
Dude wrote in, says, it's rare that I have my phone in my hand when I'm going tinkle, but one time I did and I set it on the counter. And when I started to go to the bathroom, I grabbed my phone and I started scrolling through it. So that's normal. So if you're a dude, you're standing up, and I mean, if you live long enough, you don't need either hand to go tinkle while you're standing up. So he's scrolling through his phone. He says, as I was standing there, I fumbled it and it hit the rim of the toilet twice.
Oh no.
And it went into the toilet bowl midstream.
Oh, 2 points.
This is the moment we all imagine, and you hope you have the courage. He says, I instantly reached in and grabbed it as fast as I could.
Oh, perfect. God.
And was able to save it with very minimal tinkle inside of the case. Excellent.
Okay, you guys have it bad. You have it worse than I do. I wasn't even thinking number one. I never take it in there when I'm going number one. It only comes in when it's number two, and I thought that's what we all were on the same page with. Y'all take it in when you're going number one, too?
Well, I always have my phone with me, and so, I mean, why not, you know, just double-check, reach in, and since I don't need either of my hands, I can always just check if I'm standing there.
What? Oh, because it's just always in a pocket?
Yeah.
Your phone?
Yes.
Oh, all right. See, I'm usually carrying mine, and I got, like, the cute little turquoise pop socket thingy, and I hold on to it, but I set it on the counter, and then I go in and do my number one.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when I'm going to sit there.
Eh.
It's like, oh, bring out the phone.
Seems like a wasted opportunity to me to get caught up on something. I might have
but
to.
It's so quick.
So I have more free time later.
Well, yeah, and you never know when you might get excited and want to watch porn in the bathroom,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. It could turn into a long visit.
How long are your guys' number one?
So we have
God,
the Mixed Pick Sports Show coming up, and then Tech to You Tuesday. For the rest of you, we are back tomorrow.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys, I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya, Homie.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Very well.
Dar. Bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ha-ha.
So long, stink town.